Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of No Compromise Christianity, where you're going to hear the stuff you probably won't hear in church. I'm your host, Pastor Allen, and I'm sure you've all heard by now what happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a man named George Floyd. This video started appearing in articles on my news feed on Facebook, and I'm like, what is going on here? The video is extremely, extremely disturbing. What happened was a tremendous injustice. Police took this man, George Floyd, and they pinned him to the concrete, and the one officer was kneeling on his neck. And as he was kneeling on his neck, George Floyd was crying out, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. Please, the knee of my neck. I can't breathe.
And I'm thirsty," and these things, and people standing by. I think I couldn't stomach watching the whole thing, but allegedly people were there saying, you're going to kill him, get off him, and other officers were there standing by and doing absolutely nothing. And what happened was, unfortunately, this individual, George Floyd, ended up passing away as a result of that officer kneeling on his neck. The news has been all over this. People on Facebook have been all over this. George Floyd was a African American man, and so as you can imagine, racism and race and this topic has been coming up very, very often now. And as usual, there are polarizing opinions on both sides. And so what I want to do on today's episode is just, respond to this and talk a little bit about racism, talk a little bit about this idea of race and what exactly the Bible says about it. Whenever something like this happens, and it happens far too often, one time is too many, but whenever something like this happens, racism, race, gets thrown into the spotlight again. And it's hard to see the discussions on Facebook about this, especially among Christians. We need to understand that this idea of race, different races of man, like black, you got the black race, you got the white race, you got the Chinese race, you got all these multiple so-called races of man. But this is not to be found in the scriptures. There's no such thing as multiple races of man. This idea of black race, white race, this concept of race in that way is actually an evolutionary, secular idea. It comes from evolutionary ideology. Now, the book, The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin, this book that really is the Bible, if you will, of evolutionary atheistic ideology, actually has a very long title. Now, some of us, we know, oh yeah, The Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. But in fact, the full title is The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. No, actually, it's more. The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Now, listen, if humankind evolved from all different, the family tree, the evolutionary tree. If we evolved, then yeah, it's plausible that different races of man evolved alongside each other. But that's the evolutionary idea. That's the evolutionary worldview. So of course, if you're black and I'm white, I came from a different branch, if you will, evolved into a human, you also did as well, but you're a different race than me. You're the black race of humanity. I'm the white race of humanity. And so in this way, we see that natural selection created this idea of race. But if you look through the scriptures, you will never, ever, ever find this idea. The Bible never groups people by skin tone or race. The Bible groups people by language, nation, and worship. That's right. The Bible groups people by what the language they speak, the nation they're from, and the God they worship. Never does the Bible divide people based on skin color or race. You're never going to find that in the scripture. This is a pagan idea. And so when we're talking about this sort of stuff, systemic racism, I don't deny that there are people and systems in place that are oppressing people of different skin colors. But this is a sort of false foundation. It's born out of this idea that there are multiple races, but really they're not. That's not what the scripture teaches. The scriptural view of race is that there is one race of man that descended from Adam. That's it. One blood, one race of man. Now, I don't deny at all that this evolutionary idea of race has real world implications, because it does. And this incident with this individual, George Floyd, is just evidence of that. There are real world implications of this false doctrine of race. There's no races. There's a race of humankind from Adam. And what this false ideology has done is created this sort of division. Now, I understand, because of sin, there's always been division between mankind. Whether it's the God you serve is not my God, then the language you speak is not my language. There's always been discrimination, because that's the nature of sin. However, what we're seeing in this racism is a false evolutionary ideology that needs to be confronted with the gospel message. So the Bible says there's one race of man. Check this out in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. It says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." The Bible says right from the beginning, God created mankind in his own image, male and female. Look at the distinguishing characteristics here. God doesn't say black and white he created them, yellow and orange he created them. No, he created mankind, humanity, in his image, male and female he created them. That is the distinguishing factor, male, female, not black, not white, because skin color was not an issue. Of course, there's only two humans at the time, and we can debate what color their skin was, but that's really irrelevant. The fact is, all skin colors on the earth, all so-called races, even though there's only one race, descended from Adam and Eve. Black, white, Asian, Middle Eastern, all the different shades of skin, all the different kinds and looks and sizes of people descended from one couple, Adam, Eve, one race of man, humanity. But what's happened because of sin is we've grasped and we've tried to find another way. And Charles Darwin comes out with this book, Origin of Species, Preservation of Favored Races, Evolution, this and that happens. And next thing you know, racism explodes. Why? Because, well, the white people, the slave owners, the white slave owners back in the day thought, well, you're not fully human. Blacks aren't fully human. And so it's okay for me to own them. It's okay for me to abuse them. Because they had some of them professed to be Christians, which is sad. But the fact is, the ideology, the worldview behind the idea that black people weren't fully human was not the Christian worldview. Because the Christian worldview gives us full humanity for all humans, because all are made in the image of God and have descended from one couple. Meaning they're humans. Meaning there's one race. That's where that comes from. Racism comes from a false ideology of evolution, a false ideology of godlessness and secularism. So that's the problem. The Christian worldview gives us a coherent understanding of humanity. And here's what Jesus does. Here's the good news. Acts 17, 26 and 27. Here's what Paul says. He says, "And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth." Did you catch that? He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth. One man. "Having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us." From one man, he created all the nations of the earth. It's not like a bunch of, different types and races of people started popping up because of evolution. No, it was one man in all nations, and God was in control of it all. Jesus Christ comes to break down the hostility. Listen, I'm telling you, the solution to this racism problem, the solution to these police officers killing African-American people, is not found in legislation. It's not found in government. It's not found in politicians. It's not found in riots. It's not found in anything except for the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came and he broke down that wall of hostility between people groups. However you divide people, he broke down that hostility when he died on the cross. Listen to what Ephesians 2:15 tells us. "Abolishing the law of the commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might," listen to this, "that Jesus, he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility." What we had here was Jews and Gentiles. Jews descended from Adam. Gentiles descended from Adam. But there was hostility between the two. There was hostility. And what Jesus does is he comes and he breaks down the hostility and he creates one new humanity in place of the two, making peace. That's what the gospel does. It breaks the wall, breaks down the walls of hostility, and it makes peace where there is hostility. That's the good news. And that's the only solution. The only solution to this problem. If you want to see black men stop getting mowed down in the streets by police, if you want to see black men stop being, you know, thrown in jail for petty crimes and disproportionately locked up, the only way that's going to happen is by the gospel of Jesus Christ breaking down that wall of hostility, realizing that in him he creates a new humanity restored because of his cross, because of his blood. That's the only way this is going to happen. The only way. And the more we see this, black men being killed in the streets for no reason, this act by these police officers was not, you know, self-defense. There's no justification for this. This was just flat out murder. This police officer killed an image bearer of God. Now, I don't know if he professed, like if he's a racist, if he goes around and he says, "I hate black people." I don't know. But the act itself was murderous. He killed an image bearer of God for no good reason. He did not show mercy to him. He did not let up. He did not heed the people's calls to stop, because you're going to kill him. He just let him die in the streets while everyone watched. It's a tragedy. It's an abomination that this sort of thing happens, and it must stop. It has to stop. This can't go on any longer. But we need to understand, even in our anger, of course we're angry now, we're upset, and rightfully so, but we need to stop for a minute and look at the solution. The solution is Jesus. The solution is the gospel. The solution is the cross. People's minds need to be renewed to understand truly who we are and who God is, and who we are in relation to God, and only by the revelation of God can we know that. Here's the thing, everyone. This book is the only book. This is the special revelation of God. This reveals who God is. This reveals who we are. It diagnoses the problems of the heart. It is the very word of God. It is the good news of Jesus Christ. In here we find the solution. But we have to believe this. We have to live this. This is truth. This is the truth. The presupposition is that the Bible is the word of God, and it is. And we cannot compromise with it. That's why we call this no compromise Christianity. I'm not going to come on here and compromise and start talking about, how George Floyd was a different race than me. No, he wasn't. He was an image bearer of God who needed Jesus Christ. And I hear through the grapevine that, when he died, he was actually in Minnesota in a Christian program. And so I thank God that perhaps maybe he was saved. I don't know. I'm not going to presume, but I thank God that Jesus was at least, that he was at least seeking the Lord. And it's a tragedy that he died. It's an absolute tragedy, and it's senseless. But let's not let our anger and the senselessness of this act of murder get us away from the solution. He created all man and allotted them to the different nations. We need to start using biblical categories, biblical language when we talk about race. I never look at a black person and think that's a different race. I never look at a white person and say, there's my race. No. That's not biblical. That's not the way the Bible categorizes humanity. Adam and Eve, from that one couple, descended every single person, black, white, yellow, don't care what color your skin is, you descended from Adam and from Eve, and from them every color came. And when I see George Floyd with his face in the concrete dead, I see an image bearer of God. Not because, listen, if you would have talked to me before I was a Christian, before the Lord renewed my mind, before the word of God had its way in me, I would have said, yeah, that's a black man. He's not the same race as me. Because I was lost. Because I allowed the pagan influence and the foolishness of the world and the folly to influence me. But no longer, brothers, sisters, the gospel, Jesus, is the way. This was murder. This was evil. This needs to stop. But the only way this is going to stop is if we begin to take the Bible seriously, if we begin to believe that Jesus is the solution, that the gospel is the way to break down that wall of hostility, of that foolishness, of that paganism. The gospel is the only way. Jesus is the only way. What more can be said? What more can be said? Thank you for watching another episode of No Compromise Christianity, where you're going to hear the stuff you probably won't hear in church.
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
On the beat, y'all. Defending the faith, speak raw. Give me a second to beseech y'all.